This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, the Bible says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." You may burn, you may cut, you may stomp on, you may throw away the word of God, the Bible, but you cannot change what it teaches by so doing. I'm afraid it's the case that many of us think we can change the word of God by simply ignoring it, that we just go along and live the way we choose, that somehow or other things are going to come out all right. But the Bible makes clear this is not the case. We cannot change the time by shutting off the alarm clock when it goes off at 6 in the morning and we want to sleep longer. We cannot change the fact of our decaying teeth by simply refusing to go to the dentist. And you do not rid yourself of cancer by refusing to go to the doctor and get a checkup. In the same way, you cannot change the will of God by simply refusing to study the Bible, or having studied it, to refuse to let it speak to you as it ought. The Bible has certain definite things to say about the church. It makes clear that Christ died for the church. God had prophesied it down through the long years of the Old Testament period. But Christ died on the cross to purchase the church with his own blood. The Apostle Paul made this clear when he spoke to the elders of the congregation in Ephesus, and he said, "Take heed unto yourselves and all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord, which he purchased with his own blood." Now, you cannot be saved apart from the blood of Christ. And if it is the case that the church was bought with the blood of Christ, then you can be saved only by being a member of the body of Christ. And that's exactly the case as we read in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. And further we find in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 17, that reconciliation unto God is in the one body. And Paul had just identified that one body just a few verses above in the closing verses of chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians as being the church. The church is the body, and the body is the church. Ephesians 1, 22, 23, Colossians 1, 18. Therefore, if Christ bought the church with his blood, and if he is the Savior of the body, you can understand why those two statements are made. For we're saved by the blood, and the church was purchased by the blood. He's the Savior of the body, since the church is bought with the blood, and the church and the body are one and the same thing. But the Bible teaches there is one body. Since the body is the church and there's one body, it's therefore clear there is one church. All who obey the gospel are added by the Lord himself to the church. It is not the case that I join the church in the sense in which that's used by human beings, but that we are added by the Lord to the church. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. That's the case because the very same process which brings us into Christ where salvation is the same process of obedience which brings us into Christ. It is the same process which brings us into salvation. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. It is when our faith in and love for the Lord leads us to repentance, confession, and being baptized in obedience to him that we enter the church. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, the Bible says, "They then that gladly received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls." You see, the Lord adds to the church those that are being saved, so that when one crosses the line into salvation, he has crossed the line into the church. There is no such thing, according to Bible teaching, of one being saved and then later on joining the church. Those two things simply do not occur in that chronological order. It's just like if a city is on a state line, you cannot pass into the city without passing into the state. You can't pass into the state without passing into the city. And so it is, since the church and the body of the saved are one and the same, you cannot be saved without being in the church, and you cannot be in the church without passing the line into salvation. Now, friends, the Bible plainly and unequivocally teaches that, and you will not change it by throwing away your Bible or by cutting pages out of it or by burning it. I plead with you to study carefully and honestly what the Bible teaches, for by it we shall be judged in that great and awful day of the judgment, John chapter 12, verse 48. Please do be with us next time as we continue our study of very vital topics from the Word of God.